Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Continue with the kitab Islah al-Aqaid, correction of our beliefs. Further, we continue with beliefs regarding the angels and the jinn. First belief with regard to the angels and the jinn, Allah Ta'ala has created a certain creation from light. They are concealed from our gazes. They are known as angels. We have not been informed whether they are masculine or whether they are feminine. They neither eat nor do they drink. They are free from urinating and defecating. They have been entrusted with many duties. They never do any action contrary that is against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are constantly in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different forms and never weary, never get tired of worship. They are innumerable. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the exact number. Among these, there are four that are very famous. That is Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, Hazrat Mikail alayhi salam, Hazrat Israel alayhi salam, and Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam. Then Munkar and Nakir are those angels that question the dead in the qabr, in the grave. Then Kiram and Katibin, they are those angels who record the deeds, the good and evil deeds of men. 19 angels have been deputed over Jahannam. Some angels are carrying the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some in charge of looking after humans and some are making tawaf. In brief, the angels are deputed with various duties and they readily fulfill. The second belief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a certain creation from fire. They too are concealed from our gazes. They are known as jinn. They are righteous as well as evil doers amongst them. They also have offspring. The most famous among them is the evil Iblis, that is Shaitan. Further, believe regarding the divine scriptures. Belief number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent many divine scriptures and booklets from the heavens via Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to the messengers so that they could convey to their people the divine command. Four of these books are famous. The first, the Torah was revealed to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The Zabur was revealed to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. The Injil was revealed to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. All these scriptures were revealed for a specified time. The Quran Kareem was revealed to our messenger Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The Quran Sharif bears testimony that these books were the true revelations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they were changed by people, that is the previous three scriptures. It is necessary to believe in the truthfulness of all the divine books in their original form, and not in the altered form they are presently in. The second belief with regard to the scriptures, the Qur'an-i Kareem is the final scripture, the final kitab of Allah. It has cancelled and abrogated the other divine books. It was revealed over a period of 23 years. No new scripture will be revealed. It is the best of all heavenly scriptures and a miracle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The rulings of the Quran will remain till the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised to preserve the Quran Sharif, which entails its words and meanings. No additions, subtractions or changes can appear in it. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى Last night the 12th para was recited in Quran in Tarawih Salat here in the Masjid. We just continue from where we left off and try and catch up. Yesterday we stopped by Surah Yunus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us as we learn the link between the previous surah and now we come to Surah Yunus. The previous surahs, we asked for Ihdina Sirata Mustaqim, that oh Allah guide us on the straight path. Allah Ta'ala showed us the straight path is the path of the Qur'an-i-Kareem and the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala guided us to stay away from the negative factors which will keep you away from Sirati Mustaqim. The first one was Surah Baqarah, that it is, don't be like the Jews who worship the cow and their little brothers, the Hindus. Don't be like the Christians who worship the men of Allah, that is, they made Isa alayhi salatu wasalam their God. Then don't make your passion and desires, that is, don't make woman folk your object and purpose of life. Don't make your stomach, that is Ma'ida. Don't make your stomach and all lavish food and entertainment your object and purpose that will lead you away from Sirat Mustaqim. Then Surah An'am, that is your animals, your modes of transport in today's time, your cars, etc. Don't also make that your object and purpose of life. All this will take you away from Sirat Mustaqim. When you realize this and you came out of all these negative factors, you came to Araf, you came into the middle. Now how to come onto the straight path? Allah Ta'ala taught us after that Surah Tawbah, that make Tawbah, make Istighfar and come onto the path of Hidayah. Then Allah Ta'ala showed us in Surah Anfal, when you make a little effort and you strive in a path of Allah, Allah will give you booty and give you goodness in this world already. Further, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala taught us that be very, very careful with regard to this very terrible evil disease, that is of hypocrisy, of don't be amongst the munafiqeen. And that is why Allah in great length over and over has mentioned the qualities of the munafiqeen, so much so that yesterday we learned that the munafiqeen are such that outwardly they will prepare to pretend to be such good followers of Islam. They'll even put up masjid, which Allah Ta'ala has termed very clearly masjid ad-dirar. But their object and purpose will be to create a division amongst the ummah and to cause harm to the ummah. They'll even go out in jihad and show that they are eager. But this is also to create fasad. And today's time also we should be very careful. There are many such masjids in the world which outwardly looks like masjids. Then we just go to them. But the evil plots and what they are planning behind there, we should be always alert. That is why Allah Ta'ala has informed us. So Allah Ta'ala says to be safe from all these wrong paths. Now Allah Ta'ala comes with Surah Yunus, that is, follow the path of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will guide us onto the right path. And what they will guide us with, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned so beautifully, Abiyya bismillahir rahman, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, tilka ayatul kitabil hakim, that this is the kitab which is full of wisdom. This comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why did the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam come? To teach us our object and purpose of life, to recognize Allah, to gain the ma'rifat of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala over and over teaches us how to gain His ma'rifat, introduces Himself. Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Rabbakum Allah alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard. Don't you see who created the heavens and earth? Your Rabb, your creator, your sustainer. In 6 days Allah created the heavens and the earth. Allah could have did it in a split moment. But to show us all important aspects of your life, that do it with proper planning, etc. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Yudabbirul Amr. It's not governments or anybody that are controlling the affairs of the world. Allah Ta'ala controls all the affairs from the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Zalikum Allahu Rabbukum. That is your Rabb, that is your creator. So fa'budu, turn to Allah. Don't worship anybody else besides Allah. Fala tazakkarun, don't you take lessons, and don't realize Allah Ta'ala is going to raise you tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. It is Allah Rabbul Izzat walladhi ja'ala as-shamsa diya'a wal qamara nura, that who is making the sun rise and the moon come out and rotate on its axis and its orbit to such precision. That if 100 years ago on this certain day the sun rose, exactly 100 years to come or 100 years before, on that split moment the sun rose. Not one split second did it go ahead or it went behind. This shows the precision of the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says all this for your benefit, to calculate your days, your months, etc. So time also, our Hazrat teaches us, a great ni'mat. And the calculation of time also, these are great ni'mats of Allah. Allah says, مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. Allah has created this all with absolute precision and truth. يُفَسِّرُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يَاكِلُونَ. Allah Ta'ala has made all these signs so that you recognize Allah. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاءِ إِنَّ فِي اخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. The changing of the night and the day, it's not just a natural phenomena. This is all the creation of Allah. To recognize Allah subhanahu subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you recognize Allah and you do good deeds, Allah ta'ala says Allah has prepared for you beautiful gardens of Jannat, where Allah ta'ala will reward you abundantly. And when you come there, you'll say, Subhanakallahumma wa tahiyyatun fiya salam. That all praise belongs to Allah. And there you'll only hear salam, salam, peace all the time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, that is what we should be preparing for. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if a little difficulty come to you, and the kuffar try and plot against you, you don't worry. You worry. You remain firm on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala gives the example of this world, this temporary outward artificial world, that don't be overtaken. This is like a mine, and this is like a mine, and sallam in a sama, that when water falls from the skies, and beautiful vegetation grow, and now you think you got a beautiful plantation and it's all in your hands, you are set, and there all of a sudden you see a storm comes and wipes it out. Exactly this is the condition of dunya. So don't get overtaken with that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us again that very soon Allah is going to raise you up on the day of Qiyamah. And remember, قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Who is giving you your risk in the heavens and the earth? Who is taking out the dead from the life from the dead? Who is controlling the affairs? فَسَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ. Even a person who says he doesn't believe in Allah, he'll also have to admit there is some almighty, a great God. أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. So why don't you bring taqwa and why don't you create your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَذَلِكُمُ رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقِّ. That is your Allah. After Allah, if you don't make connection with Allah, you'll be going astray all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further reminds us how authentic this Qur'an-i Kareem is. There is no doubt whatsoever. So be very, very firm on holding on to Qur'an-i Kareem and the teachings of Qur'an-i Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, prepare for the day of Qiyamah. Very soon that day will come to you, and then you will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah reminds us, Allah inna lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. Whatever is in the heavens and earth belongs only to Allah. And the promise of Allah is absolutely truth. It is Allah who gives life and death, and you have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala explains so beautifully that this kitab that we have got in front of you, kajakum mawizatum min rabbikum, this is a lecture from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi says, every person, when you pick up Qur'an-i Kareem, realize this is my personal diary that has come to Allah, from Allah. Allah is talking to me directly. As Hazrat Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi says, if you want Allah ta'ala to talk to you, then you recite Qur'an-i Kareem. And if you want to talk to Allah, then stand in namaz and you recite Qur'an-i Kareem. You will be having a dialogue with Allah. And what will be this, if you make your intention correct, why are you reciting Qur'an? Why you associating yourself with Qur'an-i Kareem? وَشِفَاهُ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. It's not just a lecture that you take heed and you take the advice. It will purify your heart from all spiritual diseases which we don't even realize lurking in the heart, which is extremely important. And that is why we come to the men of Allah, that they will teach us how to follow Qur'an-i Kareem. It is the road of guidance, وَهُدَى وَرَحْمَةً, and it is special mercies from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِي. And it's nobody is achievement, it is only Allah's special favor, Allah's kindness. This is what you should be happy about, and this is what you should be striving about. Yourself, your families, your friends, encourage them to get connected to Qur'an-i Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says how you will get connected. And remember, when you get connected to Qur'an-i Kareem, what will be your condition? Allah inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. You'll get the connection with Allah, you'll become the friend of Allah, you won't have any fear whatsoever what is happening in the world, whether the price of dollar going up and down, the price of petrol, how things are manipulated. You'll know everything is in the control of Allah. You won't grieve to leave this world behind. Who are these people? Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Those who bring iman and all the time remain taqwa, remain in the obedience of Allah. Today we have got a lopsided idea of taqwa. Mawlana Asaf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah has given a beautiful example with regard to this. He says many people, we get engaged in positive ibadat. We do lot of ibadat, tahajjud also. But what that we spoil our ibadat by not staying away from the negative factors, that we still commit sin. He said the example of this was, one person, elderly person, used to wet the bed at night, His wife told him, "You are an elderly man, why do you wet the bed at night?" Then he explains that at night I have a dream that Shaitan is taking me for a long walk. And then when you go for a long walk, you have a urge to relieve yourself. I tell him I want to relieve myself. He shows me an ultra-modern toilet. So I think I'm in the toilet and I relieve myself. When I get up in the morning, I see it's in the bed. You say, oh, what a foolish person you are. Shaitan, he knows where's all the treasures and he's the amir of all the crooks. You should tell him we're poor. He must arrange for us all wealth. He says, no problem. The next day again he sees Shaitan in a dream. And he says, Shaitan, you know where all the treasures. Make arrangements for us. Shaitan says, no problem. So at night when Shaitan shows him a big treasure, a big box, full of jewels and diamonds and all coins, etc. When he got ready to pick it up, his number two came out. When he got up in the morning, his wife asked him, "Now what's this?" He says, "This is what happened." She says, "Rather do what you are doing." Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, "The story sounds nice, but what's the moral? That felt and dirt, that stool is worse than our sons, etc. That on the one hand, we think we are enjoying our life and we are okay. But when sons are mixed in our life, we never get peace and harmony. Remember, we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah who gives, then Allah ta'ala reminds us how to turn to Allah. What to alim naba'anu. Allah ta'ala now mentions again with regard to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. See how Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam came and reminded his people of the oneness of Allah. They did not take heed how Allah ta'ala destroyed them. Again, Allah ta'ala mentions in detail with regard to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And we see the Quran Kareem 29 times over and over repeatedly Allah has mentioned the incident of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, which shows, إِذَا تَكَرَّرَ الْقَلَامَ لَسَمْ تَكَرَّرَ فِي الْقَلْبِ. You'll have to be repeatedly told about the incident and about the way towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then slowly it will penetrate the heart. Not we say, "I heard this bayan, I heard this talk already, I know it. How much did it come into my life?" That is what we have to see. So how Allah ta'ala showed that how Musa alayhi salatu wasalam gave the message to Fir'aun, but he did not take heed. And he thought that I am the great Lord. That 400 years Allah gave him such power, he didn't ever get a headache in his life. And he thought he was controlling the heavens and the earth. Allah ta'ala showed him that very same river, that is the river Nile, which he thought he was controlling, Allah ta'ala made him drown in that same river. وَجَاوَزْنَا بِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْبَحْرِ فَأَتْبَعُونَ فِرَوْنُ وَجُنُودُ بَغْيَ وَعَدْوَى حَتَّى إِذَا أَدْرَكَهُ الْغَرَقُ قَالَ أَمَنْتُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ الَّذِي آمَنَ بِي بَنُو إِسْرَائِيلَ. When now Allah ta'ala showed his qudrat, that the man of Allah will assist them under all conditions. Allah made Musa alayhi salam with his people pass through the river Nile. But Fir'aun, he thought, I am controlling this river. He went behind. Allah commanded the waters to come together. When he started drowning and he saw reality, now the doors of Tawbah is closed. Now he said, I bring Iman. At that time it was too late. So Allah ta'ala says, don't be like that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained the favors that Allah gave Bani Israel. They also did not appreciate. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took them to task. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, never ever be doubt in what regard to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be firm on your worship of Tawheed in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَكُمُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. That all people, the truth have come to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran Kareem, the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the pious servants, now it's up to you. فَمَنِ اِسْتَدَى فَإِنَّمَا يَحْتَلِي نَفْسِي. Whoever want to follow this path of Hidayat, Allah will open the road and guide you to Hidayat. And if you don't want to follow this path, وَمَنْ ضَلَّ فَإِنَّمَا يَضِلُّ عَلَيْهَا. If you want to go astray, then don't blame anybody else. You are causing a great harm to yourself. وَمَا أَنَا عَلَيْكُمْ بِوَكِيلٍ. Allah Ta'ala will not be representing you and assisting you. وَاتَّبِي مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْكَ. And Allah Ta'ala says, how to pass through this world? Just follow what has been revealed to you. That is Quran Kareem, and hold firm onto the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For just what speed you'll have to make a letter of sabr. There are a lot of temptations, etc. will come. But حَتَّى يَحْكُمَ Allah. Very soon Allah will make the decision. When you go to your qabr on the day of Qiyamah, وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Who can be a best decision maker than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The next surah, Surah Hud, Allah says, follow in the path of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Look like Hud alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah sent him to a nation of Ad, was a very strong and mighty nation. Allah Ta'ala explains also, in the surah Allah Ta'ala is mentioned consecutively, seven Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, how Allah sent them to different nations. But Allah has mentioned the surah as Surah Hud, and labeled it as Surah Hud to show that the nation of Hud alayhi salatu wasalam, outwardly they were very strong, mighty. Allah gave them force, Allah gave them wealth, but with all that they disobeyed Allah and they didn't realize this is the favors of Allah. Allah destroyed them and wiped them out from the face of the earth. So Allah Ta'ala reminds us, O Ummat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you both don't become like that. You remember Kitab Nukhimat Ayatu. This is a very firm kitab. The deen of Allah, there's no such a thing as giving your opinion in the deen of Allah. The deen of Allah is absolute and firm, and Allah in detail explains it. So you hold very firm onto the deen of Allah. And what is the main message which all the Anbiya alayhi salam came with? Allah ta'budu illallah. The message of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, has to penetrate the heart that there is nobody for us besides Allah. We have to be turning only to Allah Ta'ala. And innani lakum minun nadhir wa bashir. The messengers of Allah, they came to warn us. If you don't tread the path of Tawheed, you are on the way, on the road towards Jahannam. And they gave us glad tidings also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you realize your mistakes, we are weak, we are insan. What is the way to come back to Allah? One is Taqfiru Rabbakum. Seek Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. Summa tubu ilay. Turn your direction back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will give you goodness in this world already. Yumatikum atan hasanan ila ajali musamma. But this is just for a temporary period. When you leave the world, vayutikul ladhi fadlin fadla. This is also important. Allah Ta'ala says every person, according to his position, Allah has given him certain position. So respect every person according to his position. And give him that position and respect his honor. A father in the house has got a certain position. The children, the wife, they should respect him. An imam in the masjid has got a certain position. A principal in an institution has got a position. A ruler has got a position. Respect everybody according to their position. Allah Ta'ala says, then there will be goodness in the world. And remember, ilallahi marjiukum. All of you are going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is hidden in the heart. And Allah reminds us, we don't have to really make effort for our rizq. We have to make effort for our connection with Allah, because Allah has taken the responsibility. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. That Allah, every creature on the face of the earth, Allah Ta'ala has taken the responsibility of giving rizq. And we see how Allah Ta'ala feeds every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mind-boggling, we can't imagine. So we should realize our duty is not to have big conferences. That how we going to sustain the world. That is the work of Allah. We have to sustain our hearts spiritually and get connected to Allah through the man of Allah and through the Qur'an Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us again, that look at the Qur'an Kareem, what a true authentic kitab. If you have any doubt, then all of you with all your resources and intelligence, bring 10 surahs that can match the Qur'an Kareem. If you say Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fabricated it, he's a human being, you also a human being, so bring what 10 ayat. Allah Ta'ala says you are never able to do it. Allah brought the challenge down to one surah. Allah brought the challenge down to one ayat until the day of Qiyamah. Nobody will able to take up this challenge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't be like the people who get overtaken with the enjoyments of this world. Man kan yuridul hayat dunya wa zinataha. Whoever wants the enjoyments and the beauties of this world, will give them how much you want to give them. But all their amal will be destroyed. In the year after, they'll be heading for the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains that don't be like those people, alladhina yasudduna an sabilillah. They don't want to come on the path of Allah, but they block people from coming on the path of Allah. And they try to show that the path of Islam is crooked, aliyazu billah. They'll make all different propagandas and comments. You don't worry about them. Allah will take them to task. You just remain firm on your path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the example of those people is like al-ama wa al-sami wa al-basir wa al-sami. They like blind. They are blind, they are dumb, and they are deaf and they are dumb. and they can't even hear properly because Allah has showed them the path, but they don't take a lesson. Then Allah Ta'ala again explains with regard to the Anbiya al-Musallatu wasalam. See how Nuh al-Islam came. 950 years he strove to call his people towards Hidayat. And we see the men of Allah with great feeling. How they want us to understand. We see even our pious, our Shaykh also, the way he explains us that this message must go down our throats and into our hearts to realize that we have to come onto the path of Allah. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, 950 years, every day used to give the message. People used to stone him. People used to cause harm to him. He used to get up and make dua, Allah, forgive my nation, they don't know. Allah Ta'ala finally told him that only this handful of people will accept Islam and nobody else. Then he said, oh Allah, if that is the case, then oh Allah, destroy them. Allah Ta'ala then told, oh Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, you build an ark. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the conditions were totally contrary. There was drought, no sign of rain, but the command of Allah is supreme. People started telling him, especially the leaders of his nation, that what is wrong? You are mad man. You say you are messenger of Allah, where is no sign of rain. Because you love with the poor, you became a carpenter also. So the first step that Allah Ta'ala, the first means of transport, Allah says, wasna il fulka bi ayunina wa wa'ina, that you make the ship, we will guide you how to make it. So Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to teach Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. So all what man has got on earth also, transport, everything, just has been shown by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah gave man's brains then to increase as the time came about. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that those people used to be mocking at Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said, very soon we'll see who will mock at who. Anbiya don't mock, but what it means, when the reality come out, then you'll see for yourself. Then Allah, He says, you'll see very soon. And when the flood waters came, even his own son, he told him, وَقَالَتْ كَبُوْفِيَا نُوْ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, now taught his people that whatever means of transport, whatever we got, it's not in our control, it is from Allah Ta'ala. So read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And the ship moves only with the name of Allah, with the command of Allah. It stops with the command of Allah. When we also handle our vehicles, etc., and we drive, we should be reading the dua and realize it is not in our control. It is only by the help and assistance of Allah. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam told his son that, oh my son, at least now fulfill the condition of safety, come into the ship. But when a person commits evil, your brains become dead and you have all wrong ideologies. He told his father, I'll take refuge from the mountain, don't worry, it's very high. Allah sent the huge waves higher than the mountains and he was wiped out. So it shows we can be in the house of a Nabi of Allah. You can be the son of a Nabi. You can be the wife of a Nabi. But if you're not concerned of your own iman, you are causing your own destruction. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told his own daughter, Hazrat Fatima, his own aunties, that if you want me to help you on the day of Qiyamah, you please help me by inculcating taqwa and you prepare for that life. So we also should realize that we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how Allah ta'ala shows that he's independent and tell Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam that remember this is not, he's not part of your family. And we show that our greater link is with our spiritual connection. Our physical link, that is our biological link, that is there, that is just as far as our blood is concerned. But what will take us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the spiritual link, that will remain forever with our mashayikh, with our pious servants. Allah ta'ala then explained how Hud alayhi salatu wasalam gave his message to the people. They did not accept and they scoffed and jeered at him. Allah ta'ala sent one wind storm and Allah ta'ala rubbed them from the ground, that all the trees flew up. They were flying in the sky. The animals were flying and they were screaming like mad people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, take a lesson. Similarly, Allah ta'ala says, don't be like the people of Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, Samud. Allah ta'ala shows that how also they disobeyed Allah. And over Allah ta'ala shows that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are so concerned and Allah has kept the door open. You can go far away from Allah, but all you have to do, fastaghfiru thumma tubu ilayh. that realize you have made an error. Don't act very bold and turn back to Allah Ta'ala. You turn to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will open the way for you. And Noor Hazrat, Salih Ali Hazrat, Shuaib Ali Salatu Wasalam also remind these people that you also don't do business in your own way and think you are very big businessmen and cheat people. This will cause you great harm. Allah Ta'ala showed Ibrahim Ali Salatu Wasalam in his old age how Allah Ta'ala gave him a son. His wife was shocked. He said, my husband is 90 years, over 90, I'm 80 years. How am I going to get a child? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the angel to tell him that don't be a judge. Allah ta'ala will bless you with the children. Don't underestimate the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in that old age with children. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then reminds us again with regard to Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, how he reminded his people that don't commit filth and evil on the face of the earth. But they got involved in the most terrible upside down action, that man fulfilling their lusts and desires with men. This homosexuality, sodomy, which is increasing in the world. Governments are acknowledging it. Allah Ta'ala shows this is such an upside down action. Call ya Lutu inna Rasul Rabbik. Layasudu ilayk fasli bihalika biqitim min al-layl. Let Allah Ta'ala send a malaika to punish them. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam told his people that don't go after these messengers. They are my guests. They said, we not worried because Allah sent them in the form of young boy. They were going after them. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَمَّا جَا أَمْرُنَا جَالْنَا عَلِيَا صَافِلَهَا وَأَمْتَرْنَا إِلَيْهِ عَلِيَا عِجَارَةً مِنْ سِجِّلِ مَنْدُودٍ مُسَوَّمَةً إِنَّ رَبِّكَ وَمَا هِيَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ بِبَعِيدٍ. When you don't take heed to the man of Allah, you go against the commands of Allah, you follow your passions and desires, Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, with what corner of his wing he lifted the whole city and threw them upside down. And Allah Ta'ala sent stones, rains of stones from the heaven, musawwamatan, their names were written like laser bombs, and Allah Ta'ala wiped them out from the face of the earth. So Allah Ta'ala says, take great lessons, inculcate tawheed and be firm on the path of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الله عز وجل أنا عند ظن عبدي بي وأنا معه حين يذكرني إن ذكرني في نفسه ذكرته في نفسي وإن ذكرني في ملأ ذكرته في ملأ هم خير منهم إلى آخر الحديث رواه مسلم. حضرت ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ عنہ سے مروی ہے کہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ حق تعالی شانہ فرماتے ہیں کہ میں بننا کے ساتھ ویسا ہی معاملہ کرتا ہوں جیسا کہ وہ میرے ساتھ گمان رکھتا ہے اور جب وہ مجھے یاد کرتا ہے تو میں اس کے ساتھ ہوتا ہوں بس اگر وہ مجھے اپنے دل میں یاد کرتا ہے تو میں بھی اس کو اپنے دل میں یاد کرتا ہوں اور اگر وہ میرا مجمع میں ذکر کرتا ہے تو میں اس مجمع سے بہتر یعنی فرشتوں کے مجمع میں جو معصوم اور بے گناہ ہے تذکرہ کرتا ہوں. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, I deal with my slave according to his expectations from me, and I am with him when he remembers me. If he remembers me in his heart, I remember him in privacy. And if he remembers me in a gathering, I remember him, make mention of him in a nobler and much better gathering of the Anbiya and angels. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میں جانے ہوں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دے کنج دل لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا No. صلى الله عليه وسلم إلهي أطاع وذر درد دل كمرتا يبي درد بيمار تيرا كوي تجسي كش كوي كش شاحتا هي من تجسي هو يا رب طلب كار تيرا نهي دون عالم سي كش مجھ کو مطلب تو ہی مطلوب میں ہوں طالب تیرا اتا امر کمیر امدال حق سے تجھے غم ہے کیا لا 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 رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا معبود إلا الله لا مقصود إلا الله لا موجود إلا الله لا مشهود إلا الله لا 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله إليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك واتمم علينا نعمتك واسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في على درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ومطايا واسع مطايا واسع الكرم مطايا واسع سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله.